daughter, and it's a stark contrast between me now and a young man of my type, however many years ago, throughout the 20th century in Ireland, an Irish altar. This sick old man slurps porridge in the morning. The cane in his hand lashes without warning. This sick old man gulps whiskey at night. The boy no longer tries to fight. He must join his hands and say his prayers before he sleeps, or he'll lose the soul he no longer keeps. Broken faith is all he knows, with bruises he must never show and bruises he will never see. One is two and two is three. He writes home to his widowed mother and asks of the health of his sickly brother, whose face will soon be ashen grey, like any other Irish day. Someday he'll go his way, but now it's time to kneel and pray. Thank you.
I finish, we have Charles Clark.
I forgot my, well, I couldn't find the poem I intended reading, actually, which was called, I can't remember, Vassarelli in Derry. There was an exhibition of paintings by Vassarelli, great Hungarian painter of pop art, in Derry in the mid-60s, when I was teaching there. And I can't find the poem now. I can't find it. I know I've read it here before, and I wanted to know what it sounded like and whether it made any sense at all. Meanwhile, I had to pick up at the very last minute something I've been wanting to read for a while. W.B. Yeats, Long-Legged Fly. It's one of the ones with a refrain. It's quite late. And I once heard somebody announce some of the lines towards the end. Long-legged fly, that civilization may not sink, its great battle lost. Quiet the dog, tether the pony to the distant post. Our master Caesar is in the tent where the maps are spread, his eye fixed upon nothing, his hand under his head, like a long-legged fly upon the stream, his mind moves upon silence. That the topless towers be burnt, and men recall that face. Move most gently, if move you must, in this lonely place. She thinks, part woman, three parts a child, that nobody looks. Her feet practice a tinker shuffle, picked up on a street, like a long legged fly upon the stream. Her mind moves upon silence. That girls at puberty may find the first Adam in their thought. Shut the door of the Pope's chapel. Keep those children out. There on the scaffolding reclines Michelangelo. With no more sense, no more sound than the mice make, his hand moves to and fro, like a long-legged fly upon the stream. His mind moves upon silence.
And next up we have our 5-4 champion of the night, Roy Hanneman.
This is one I did from a couple of years back. It's called the MTB Stroke.
Sorry.
It looked perfect in its forlornness. No busy staff scuttling about, trying in vain to look busy so as to justify their hourly wage. All the tables neatly set, but in a vacant, fearful symmetry. No money changing hands, no ostentatious laughter from the unaccountably absent maitre d'. It looked like the death of consumerism, and who knows, maybe it actually was.
Shauna Lee Lynch. The women of Ireland are mad at you. You won't treat us, you won't believe us, your scales are in need of a service. Lady Justice, Goddess Justitia, look at what's been done to you. You can't see too well, your blindfold has been pulled too tight and left on so long that brambles and ivy have grown over your once optimistic eyes and left you lazy. Is that why you have let us down? If you are relying on just your ears, perhaps you could not hear us. There have been centuries of silence, yes, being shouted over and hushed. Can you hear us now? Because we are screaming. The banshee is sick of your shit and she is howling. The sheog are frantic with your lack of judgment and wonder if they accidentally cursed you many moons ago to make you so careless. They have no record of this, but fairies are not known for their bookkeeping. Off the coast of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster, the sirens sing a song of melancholy as the mermaids mock your millennia of meekness. The high goddesses of the Duide Donin are quiet in their dispute of the island's namesake. Eru, in particular, has gone quite into herself. Her sisters are worried for her and all the sisters of the land, internally re-evaluating their performance as goddesses of sovereignty when what has been happening has happened for so long and for so many. They are squeezing the soil in anger, watering it with tears, pushing out yellow roses as the Bowron beats to the tune of grief. Can you hear them? They are screaming. Can you hear us? We are screaming. Bring your scales back to Argos. There's something wrong with them. Take off that crusty blindfold. Wash your eyes with chamomile and witch hazel because there's something wrong with them. Clean out your ears with candle wax and come back to us, lady. Bring your voice and your sword. You are needed. We are screaming at you, screaming for you to hear us, to see us, to treat us, to believe us.
All right.
Mahu Shana, we've got some here standing. Grilla, bless you. Okay. Patricia Walsh.
This is called Sharp Force Trauma. You will be laughing within bad reason. Simple hilarity broadcast from the charts. Charitable misgivings fall back in relaxation. Acres of food displayed, a hardwired need. Gilded massacres in place in flat screen. More relevant as the time goes on. Meat market on the good, reasonably cheap. A hands on reality, straight old whatever. Variety of poisons in the body temporarily. 4-4-2 formations dissolve competition. Loved in unison to goal's pace. Being compared to glory otherwise state. Problems on the quiet, a kaleidoscope spectre. Expiry dates a pain in the hip bone. Reading the propaganda sheets for his own information. Selectively cursed, liking like no other. Fanning flames from misgiven. Chaff red light encircles your injured head. Looking for a wonderful home for a happy muse. Dull illuminations tortured your well-meaning. Full or half-board, a conquest worth taking. Faces that you up a challenge surely proved. Various punishments on the long finger. Stairs on the ground, reestablish laughter. Thanks.
up with Benjamin Burns.
In Queen Elizabeth Park, we passed a sign that read, "If you see a coyote, be big, brave and loud. Stand tall with arms overhead and yell, 'Go away, coyote!'" Haha, the coyote is my fear of writing poetry. In Queen Elizabeth Park, on the way down from the Bloedel Conservatory, where you tap-danced away from the mice between your feet, in case one might skip into your boot, and we gasped in delight at the tropical birds, the blue-capped finches and barred parakeets. Haha, the coyote is my fear of writing poetry. In Queen Elizabeth Park, where Her Majesty once strolled, waving a white-gloved hand at settlers and snowdrops in the lengthening shadows of totem poles, or so I imagined, and I caught a hopping frog to cover my genitals, which genuinely happened, and the raven's croak echoed off the hills. Ha ha, the coyote is my fear of writing poetry. In Queen Elizabeth Park, where an Indian wedding was in vibrant swing, and the women in saris and their sharp-suited partners laughed and drank in the bright pink sun, while posing for selfies, the mountains climbed to sparkling champagne peaks. Ha ha, the coyote is my fear of writing poetry. In Queen Elizabeth Park, which wasn't quite as pretty as the Botanical Gardens, and to be honest, we found a little underwhelming, despite the excitable tone of this poem, and despite the aforementioned conservatory we loved, although you didn't love the mice, or the idea of the mice scurrying up the legs of your tights. Ha ha, the coyote is my fear of writing poetry. In Queen Elizabeth Park, a coyote's not what I say. A coyote's not what I say. A coyote's not what I say. In Queen Elizabeth Park, a coyote's not what I say, as we walk the floral quarry arm in arm.
Next up is Nivni Lochan. It's a light-hearted one in celebration of St. Patrick's Day in Macroom. There are lots of Americans around, and anyway, it speaks for itself. And this is a bit of a reason at the end for it all. Lola Paldrick. Tony Yanks, Taka Goma Prompa, Pagna Hibon, Snowstone, Scrapy Bake, Igus Luther Rater, Shamroga Paint Alter and Illini, Bratlini and T, Rapoco, Yedoga Verlita and Osalo Fogado, Clugged, Glass, Air, a T. Thalina Moore Board, Lealtaco, Shangach D, Snowgach Bia, Enamnacha Nevrastalaha, Erdolico, Kind Ord, is a Scarta Gorda. I dug down or Echtenti Toshta, or Wina Allowance or Well Hosh. In Anna Crim, Nakveda Tisha Shoy in a Vega Bile, a Mare Egan to Noorok, a Gould Tukako, the Pride, Strodrok, Karemach, Saharud, on Kosher Alvor. Marnach Onane Marchelura, no Marchotiv, Erin Lou Elegant. O Green, will it you slough no meter, trace filler er involved?
Next up, we've Caitlin. Caitlin O'Brien.
This is Amphitrite. The constellations struggle for breath, fighting their way along her seething top, a shadow of themselves lost in uncharted space. Her white-suited seneschals wait with hardened eyes by the shore for a beckon or a call of some sort, while she thrashes and screams, begs and demands her release, pushes against all the natural walls, yet they ignore. Those above twist and move with life, the mocking sound of humanity.
Caitlin. So two left on the open mic.
Yeah,
most fleeting appearance at a poetry festival ever, but however.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't go down very well.
Yeah, my girl's great.
It was an April Fool's Day joke, if no one knew. Tell everyone later. I was in the Farry last night with a few good friends, and I started writing a poem, and I didn't know how to end it, and everyone around me started suggesting an ending. So I held a quick competition of who can make up the best ending. It was very good, actually. Most of the endings were very good. Joe Sean was at the end. And then I was reading through them all afterwards, and I decided to incorporate them all into one poem. So this is it. Even though Sean is still the winner. Big Bang. An empty egg consists an inner space, a yolk, a sun, within a sphere, with its own atmosphere. An egg, a shell, with potential. With a crack, a gunshot, a choice, a change, a chance, to make it a better one, unheard, unsung. As if it's cooked with onion, with spicy salts and paprika, with real Irish butter, you'll make it a special omelette, or a real awesome pancake. Just let it set in the heart of a pan, and make your imaginations look hard enough, you'll see a festal chest set sail among the olivant space and stars. There's always hope when you start seeing a universe in and out of an egg. Thank you.
From Margaret Phillip. And last but not least, we have Ali Bracken.
This is an attempt at a sonnet. Echoes of Hello. With what warbles upon these folds, interplay of building silent towels at the moonless half sky. Union on the cusp of depart, ceilings lower now then start on the union wheel's eye. Air as fabric is serrated and tough, where is the blind man and his bluff? All our moments will live in fond, I'll swim naked in mind-made pond, our skin to skin can never lie. Yet gone here you have my ear, I'll bite the sounds you cannot hear, this wisp of smoke will be my life.